Chapter 1 Rebecca had been counting down the days until school ended. It was not because she didn't like school. She did. It was because as soon as the days started heating up and getting longer, she knew that summer was coming, which meant summer camp. It also meant she would get to spend some time with her older cousin, RJ.
"I can't wait, I can't wait," she said to Mouse as soon as school ended.
"Me either," Mouse grinned. He went to the same summer camp she did.
"I wonder if they'll have that delicious bread pudding again."
"Ugh,"
Rebecca shook her head. "That's the only thing I don't like about summer camp."
"Well, that's all right. You can give me yours."
Mouse left. On the morning they were to leave, Rebecca was so excited that she could barely stand waiting for the bus.
"I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait,"
she whispered gleefully. Mouse rolled his eyes and sighed with relief when the bus finally arrived. The trip was a long one, taking them from the little town of Curtis Bay to the sprawling woods. When they climbed off of the bus, there were already many kids at the camp. They were all chatting loudly and greeting each other after a year apart. Rebecca waved to a few of the kids that she remembered from the year before, but she was really only looking for one very familiar face. That face was not hard to find, because the boy it belonged to was perched on a branch in a tall tree not far off from the group.
"RJ!"
Rebecca shouted happily and waved to him. Mouse waved eagerly, too, and they both ran over to the older boy. RJ was 11, which made him practically a grown-up in Rebecca's mind. He was her cousin, and each year they went to the same summer camp together. RJ had taught her a lot about being a detective, because he was an official junior detective. He mailed away for a kit and everything. The year before, he showed Rebecca the magnifying glass and the fingerprinting set that had come in the kit. He even had his very own badge. RJ had red hair, just like Rebecca, but he always wore a detective hat, even when he went swimming.
"Hi there,"
RJ grinned as he jumped down from the tree branch to greet them.
"I've been waiting for you guys all morning."
He gave his cousin a quick hug and patted Mouse on the back. When he did, a little white mouse poked its nose up out of Mouse's pocket. It wiggled its whiskers at RJ.
"Aha, I see that you have brought one of your pets,"
RJ said nervously. He was not a big fan of mice.
"Don't worry," Mouse said with a grin. "This is Magellan. He's supposed to be a famous explorer, but really," he whispered his next words, "he's a scaredy mouse."
Mouse was right, because his little pet dove right back into his pocket the moment he saw all of the commotion around him.
"Are you ready for a great summer?"
Rebecca asked cheerfully as she, RJ, and Mouse walked toward their cabins.
"It's great to be back in the fresh air," RJ said, and then lowered his voice, "and out of the dangers of the city."
"Dangers?"
Mouse asked with a squeak.
"Oh, yes," RJ nodded. "There have been many mysteries for me to solve this year."
"We've been solving mysteries, too," Rebecca said proudly, and Mouse nodded.
"You must always be careful," RJ warned. "Detective work is best left to professionals."
He showed her the badge he had clipped to his belt. Rebecca nodded, but she felt a little sad. She knew she was a good detective, and she wanted her cousin to know that, too.